Namaste, namaste, yogis. Gonna get a little desk yoga in with the Swedish ball. So, sitting at the desk for 10 hours a day, longer, it's just a lot easier to sit on a $5 Swedish ball, or at least alternate between that and a chair. You can get your core in, get some abs, get some back bends. Back bend energizers when you need to, just rolling out there. Letting the chest, back of the chest, rest on the ball. And then you can get some shoulder presses. You can get some forward folds also. Uttanasana, scooting the tush back. Just leaning forward. You can put your hands on the desk too. Give yourself a little room there. And then also if you want to stretch the tops of the feet, stretching the tops of the feet, sitting on top of the shins, on the Vasu ball, and then you can play around with your core too, core engaged, maybe working on some shoulder presses, depending on if you got dumbbells or not. Just working on that equilibrium balance, having fun with it, breathing. And then you can also get some tricep dips. If you keep a clean desk, you can put your feet up on the desk. Or you can have your feet just on another chair and get some tricep dips in. Probably not with the Vasu ball, but you know, if you want to put your hands up on the desk and then put your feet on the Vasu ball, probably be a little bit more easier than doing the actual hands on the Vasu ball. But you can get all the way down. Getting those shoulders lower than the triceps if you want to get a real good dip in. Working with that. And then also, just remember when we're sitting down, you can play around with tucking the tailbone, but just trying to find that equilibrium. So when we're sitting down, we're in Tadasana, even though it's from the hips and up. And then you can also get a good figure four hip opener stretch in here. Nice and low, because the hips are lower than the knees. So you get a good ability to stretch the piriformis sitting here because the knee's gonna be a little bit higher, but 3 to 7 minutes every day, as much as you can. You can prop your knee underneath the desk to give you a little leverage. Stay there, energizer. 3 back bends in the morning every day. Switching sides, make sure you get the left and right. We wanna be ambidextrous. That's a good tidbit of yoga. Keeps you ambidextrous so we don't get any muscular imbalances. And just work with the breath, breathing there. And you can also, when you get those forward folds, get a good shoulder rest in, and you don't have the back of a chair getting in your way. But when we're sitting at the desk for long periods of time, we have a tendency to roll our shoulders forward, slouch forward, and then next thing you know, the neck is coming out, the spine's coming out of the back of the neck. And then we're walking over, you know, with a walker or hunchback, and we don't want to do that. So do what we can for the time that we can. So these little $5 Swedish fitness balls do wonders. Working the abs, obliques, you know, you can get some side crunches in, back bends in, all from the comfort of your chair. And then if you want to switch to a normal chair, then you just alternate. You'll build up the endurance, but biggest thing is building up that core so our belly isn't touching the desk. So namaste, play around with that. Remember, we can get shoulder presses, we can get some flies, regular flies, back flies, going a little bit lower. You can get some bicep curls in if you're just sitting here. But the biggest thing is that our posture is correct. We're in the best ergonomic shape, maximizing that bone over bone alignment. And then we can do whatever. We can add dumbbells, we can add weights, we can add, you know, some more body weight stuff. But it's about flexibility, having good core integration. And then from there, opens up, you know, fruitful, bountiful number of options. So play around with that. Namaste. Nash says namaste. Like, subscribe, hit us up in the comments for some feedback. What do you want to see? What your challenges are sitting at the desk? And then we'll go from there. This dude loves belly rubs. But namaste, peace, love. Appreciate y'all.